This is Module 6, The Power of Consciously Choosing. The first step to achieving a prosperity mindset is simple, and that step is to consciously choose to believe that you're worthy, deserving, and good enough to experience joy in all areas of your life. Why is this the first step? Because when you consciously make the choice to believe in your ability to receive what you want, the beliefs you're subconsciously holding to the contrary will be revealed. This belief or beliefs will reveal as resistance energy in your body in conjunction with your consciously choosing what you want. When the resistance energy is revealed, it's your golden opportunity to look at it and use your tools to process through it. Consciously choosing is beyond powerful. Yet to someone who's already drowning in fear, it can be very scary. Because when you've consciously made a decision on improving your life in the past, it may have felt like the universe dumped all kinds of adversity on you. So it's a little scary to do it again, especially when no change opportunities are in sight and seemingly no support. When we consciously choose to expand our awareness, we come face to face with the energy that's been blocking our expansion happening naturally. But today, with the foundation tools you have here, the loving support of your angelic team, including Florence's spiritual essence, and the healing love that I've infused in every aspect of this program, you are more powerful than you've ever been. And no matter how much energy you clear, you're further ahead than you were yesterday, even if you don't clear it all on your own. When we consciously choose to be, do, or have something we want and overcome resistance energy, we begin the process of forming creation energy into the new reality that we want to experience. When we embrace and feel the energy of receiving what we want when there's no sign of it in sight, the human brain may argue that you're lying to yourself by vibrating in that excited energy of having already received when you don't have what you want yet. Well, this is a normal human thought process. But let's clear this up right now. The fact is, you are not lying to yourself. You're not lying. You're putting into motion the creation of a new reality. Embracing the excited energy of receiving what you want is a vital part of the creation process. And in all truth, what you want is already made manifest at that higher plane of existence. It's already yours, so you do already have it. Your energy is simply paving the way for it to manifest as your reality. Now, your brain may say, yeah, right, but I can't do that. But you can. So let's step back and look at the bigger picture of this. You created the reality you have now by worrying and subconsciously focusing on what you don't want, didn't you? That's how I created all the things I didn't want, powerfully, without conscious, focused thought. I let the fear of my subconscious run the show and subconsciously created awful life experiences from powerful, focused, fear thoughts. So let's face facts. You are powerful too. You have powerfully created the life you have now. And now you want to change it. Now you're consciously choosing to powerfully create something new and different. And yes, you do have the power to do this. We've all created things that we don't want. Now you're learning how to shift your energy and create something new. So let go of that need, that human need, to judge yourself and beat yourself up. Now, to be in a prosperity mindset, your conscious, subconscious, and superconscious must play nicely together as a team instead of fighting on the playground. To maintain a prosperity mindset, you can't give in to the worries and anxieties of your subconscious. You have to face that energy. And remember, the uncomfortable pain of the energy doesn't get any worse than when you first felt that surprise of its reveal. And that surprise is over. Plus, when we stuff resistance, and that resistance is the energy of the pain of our fears, our subconscious takes it in and breathes life into it, making it bigger than what it is. So I want to ask you right now to commit to yourself that you will no longer stuff, deny, or ignore that resistance energy when it comes up in your body, and stop feeding your subconscious any energy that's less than love. When resistance comes up, any energy that's less than love, any energy that tells you you're not in agreement with what someone's doing or something that's going on around you, commit to yourself that you're going to stop and face the resistance energy head on as quickly as you can and pull its darkness into the light. Okay, so our square of life consists of love, health, wealth, and perfect self-expression or our work. Prosperity energy affects all areas of our square of life and everything in between. When we perfect a prosperity mindset in one area, it makes it easier to achieve it in all the other areas. Now, in the chapter, The Law of Prosperity, Florence shares with us several examples of people who want money. Money is a huge factor in our lives today. But let's look at what it was like in 1925 when Florence self-published The Game of Life. The first woman Florence talked about needed $3,000. In today's world of 2020, factoring in inflation, that $3,000 is the equivalent of almost $45,000. The man who needed the $50,000 loan from the bank, he'd be looking at over $700,000 today. With today's numbers, it completely changes our perception of how much money these people created in the nick of time. These people got into money trouble through their fear. Florence states, "You can control any situation if you first control yourself." Florence's students got a handle on their fear through Florence's fearless energy. She knew that what they needed was a part of their field of potentiality. It was already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. All they had to do is fearlessly hold the energy of it to bring it into their reality in a physical form. This program is so incredibly powerful for you because even though you're where you are and I'm recorded, energy always exists. And I've infused into every recording, transcript, email, and web page my full and total belief that everything you need, everything you want is already made manifest at a higher plane of existence, and you are worthy, deserving, and good enough to have it. It's a done deal. I know you have the ability to bring into your reality exactly what it is you need. Exactly what you need and what you want, or better. I believe in you and your abilities. I believe in your power. Now, Florence shares with us real-life stories of people who stepped out of their fear surrounding money and created exactly what they wanted. And I know you can too. Now, I want to ask you this question. What is your relationship with money? When you think of money, do you feel anxiety in your heart when you don't have enough? Let me ask you this. How do you feel about a box of tissues? Yeah, I said tissues. When you need a tissue, you pull one out, use it, and throw it away. You don't worry about having enough tissues. But when it comes to money, it's a different story. Tissues are paper. Money is paper. Do you hold any fear energy where tissues are concerned? Probably not. We, you and I, determine the energy we hold tissues and money in. Now, I'm not saying use money to blow your nose. What I'm saying is having enough money is as simple as having enough tissues. Now, I know you may be thinking, I don't think so. Okay, let's look at this. There's a three-step process to have money and have tissues. It's the same for both. The process begins with the energy spark of a thought to acquire tissues. The next step is an action step, and it's not to go to the store and purchase the tissues. The second action step is to fearlessly get into the energy of receiving or having the tissues. And we do that naturally because we don't have any fear surrounding tissues. The third part of the process is to receive the tissues, either by purchasing them or because someone gave you a box of tissues because you were in the energy of receipt without any fear. So the universe matched to you tissues. Now this process is the same for everything we decide that we want. The steps of the process are simple. Number one, we begin with a thought of something we want to be, do, or have. That thought is a spark of energy that begins the formation of what we want in the physical world as a material thing or an experience. Because it's already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. That's where the thought came from. Number two, we feel the energy of receipt. Whatever joy receiving what we want to be, do, or have will bring us. And when our eyes are closed, and we're thinking of that energy, and we're feeling that energy, it's real. Because with our eyes are closed, it's all real. Number three, we receive what it is we want through us, through the molding of creation energy, through our energy of joy at receiving. We begin manifestation with the initial thought, but when we let fear get involved, we sabotage ourselves when we focus on the fear feeling of not being deserving or worthy or just not good enough. And many times these subconscious beliefs manifest in our conscious thoughts as the helpless, powerless energy of how we're going to get something. When we get caught up in the how, we limit ourselves, we sabotage ourselves, and we block our ability to bring into our reality something that's already ours at that higher plane of existence. The worry about how something is going to materialize in our lives is the why people don't transform their lives. The worry about the how drains the energy you want to be in, just like pulling the plug. So the process to create or transform something in your life is this. Number one, identify and choose what you want. Do not get hung up on what it looks like. Maybe you don't know what that new job looks like, but you know what it would feel like. So decide on what you want. New job, new house, new relationship, or improved current relationships. Maybe you want to feel better about your relationship with yourself. Whatever it is you want, consciously choose what you want. Number two, embrace the energy of what it would feel like to be, do, or have whatever you've chosen. Doesn't matter what it looks like. All that matters is what it feels like. Identify any resistance you feel in your body and use your tools to process through and eradicate that resistance energy. And yes, worrying about how you're going to receive what you want is resistance. When you've dissolved any resistance you have within you, if there are additional action steps to take to receive what you want or need, now is when they'll be revealed to you. Sometimes the only action step is to dissolve the resistance. Number 3, allow yourself to receive. Claim what you want or need as yours and allow yourself to receive it, knowing with every cell of your being that what you want or need is already yours. Again, this is not lying to yourself. This is molding energy into form and is a part of the creation process. So when you make the choice, the decision that you want something new or you want to change something in your life, and you hear the, how are you going to do that? Or you feel the resistance energy within you that you don't know how you're going to make it happen, don't throw up your hands and decide it's too hard. Stop what you're doing as quickly as you can and use your tools to process through the resistance, less than love, fear energy. You can do this. This completes Module 6. Now go to the worksheet.